Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, 101 Things Every New Dad Needs to Know, is a practical parenting guide aimed at first-time fathers who want a clear, approachable roadmap through pregnancy, newborn care, and the early toddler years. Written by Hayden Fox, the book is positioned as a handbook rather than a theoretical discussion, with an emphasis on everyday actions a new dad can take to support a partner, care for a baby, and manage the emotional adjustment that comes with fatherhood. Its scope is broad enough to cover the full transition into parenting, yet focused enough to remain accessible to readers who need straightforward guidance rather than technical detail. Based on the available descriptions, the book combines practical advice, health and safety basics, bonding guidance, behavior management, and stress management for fathers. That combination makes it especially relevant for readers looking for a usable reference during a period that is often overwhelming, uncertain, and filled with conflicting advice. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, using a friendly, non-intimidating style to build confidence. The book is repeatedly described as clear, accessible, and conversational, which is not a minor stylistic feature, but a central part of its usefulness. First-time fathers often encounter parenting information that feels clinical, repetitive, or overwhelming, especially when they are trying to learn quickly. A trusted friend tone can make the material easier to absorb because it lowers the emotional barrier to learning. That matters in a handbook for new dads, since the reader is likely dealing with uncertainty and may not want a dense manual. The approachable style also helps the book function as a confidence-building tool. When advice feels practical and direct, readers are more likely to return to it and apply it in daily situations. This is especially useful for topics like sleep, feeding, boundaries, and toddler behavior, where the same guidance may need to be revisited many times. In a crowded parenting category, readability is a real differentiator, because it determines whether the book becomes a shelf reference or simply another book that is hard to use under pressure. Secondly, a balance between emotional support and hands-on instruction. The book appears to succeed by combining emotional reassurance with concrete instruction, which is a useful balance in the first-time dad category. Emotional support alone can make readers feel seen but still unprepared, while purely technical instruction can feel cold or difficult to apply under stress. By offering practical advice within a friendly tone, the book likely helps readers feel both informed and capable. This balance matters because new fathers often experience insecurity alongside responsibility, and a good handbook should address both. The practical side gives direction on caregiving, routines, and family support, while the supportive tone helps normalize uncertainty and learning. That combination can improve retention because readers are more likely to remember advice that arrives in a low-pressure format. In a crowded field of parenting books, this mix of warmth and utility is one of the clearest ways the book differentiates itself. It is designed not just to inform, but to make the reader feel that learning fatherhood is manageable. Thirdly, the book's strength in normalizing the learning curve. One of the most useful aspects of the book is its likely normalization of the learning curve that comes with new fatherhood. First-time dads often assume they should already know how to do everything well, which can lead to unnecessary stress or hesitation. A handbook that presents fatherhood as a set of learnable skills can reduce that pressure. This is especially helpful because many parenting tasks become easier through repetition, observation, and adjustment rather than innate knowledge. By offering guidance across multiple stages and responsibilities, the book communicates that competence develops over time. That message is practical, not merely reassuring, because it encourages readers to keep learning instead of withdrawing when something feels unfamiliar. For many dads, that may be the book's most valuable contribution. It frames fatherhood as a role that can be mastered through attention and practice. That perspective can improve both confidence and participation in the family. Fourthly, why the book belongs in the practical parenting handbook category. Everything described about the book points to its place in the practical parenting handbook category, rather than the inspirational, academic, or memoir-driven segments of the market. That classification is important because it clarifies what readers can expect: concrete advice, organized topics, and everyday relevance. The book is not trying to redefine fatherhood through theory or emotional narrative. Instead, it aims to help readers navigate common experiences such as pregnancy support, newborn care, routines, safety, stress, and toddler behavior. That practical orientation is what gives the book its strongest identity. A handbook succeeds when it addresses the tasks people actually face and does so in language they can use. This book appears to do exactly that for first-time dads, which is why it can be viewed as a dependable entry point into parenting literature. Its value lies in usefulness, clarity, and breadth within a clearly defined stage of family life. Lastly, why this book stands out in a crowded fatherhood genre? What differentiates this book from many similar fatherhood guides is its combination of stage coverage, practical detail, and a dad-centered perspective. Some books focus narrowly on pregnancy, while others concentrate on the baby months or on generic parenting principles. This book appears to bring those elements together in one accessible handbook, which increases its practical reach. The inclusion of the father's stress and self-care also gives it a more balanced point of view than books that focus only on how to care for the child. At the same time, the friendly tone helps the book feel usable rather than encyclopedic. In a crowded genre, those features matter because readers often choose books that seem most relevant to their immediate needs and easiest to apply. This title seems to succeed by being specific without being narrow, supportive without being vague, and practical without becoming dry. That is a strong position for a first-time dad handbook. In conclusion, 101 Things Every New Dad Needs to Know is best suited for first-time fathers who want a practical, easy-to-use guide to the earliest stages of parenting. It is also useful for expectant partners who want a shared reference point for pregnancy support, newborn routines, and the challenges that follow. The book's main strength is its breadth. It does not stop at birth, but moves through pregnancy, infant care, bonding, daily routines, stress management, and toddler boundaries. That makes it more versatile than many parenting books that focus on only one phase. Another distinguishing feature is its tone. The descriptions suggest a calm, friendly, non-intimidating style that makes the material accessible to tired or uncertain readers, which is especially important in the early months of fatherhood. Its inclusion of paternal self-care also helps it stand out, since many parenting guides focus almost entirely on the baby. Overall, this is a handbook for readers who want clarity, reassurance, and concrete direction rather than theory or abstraction. It offers a realistic framework for becoming an active, supportive, and steady parent. If you would like to support Hayden Fox, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.